Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Weiss, Leilui Nishmat, his father. Rabbi Yisrael Doi ben Yehuda Tzvi Zichrono Livracha, whose Yahrzeit is Yud Beis Nisan. We're holding a Menacha is Daf Ayin Hei. And the Mishnah Lamud Aleph tells us that Kol HaMenacha is Hanas is Bekli. Any mincha is done in a kli, Tehuno is Ptito, then you have to do Psiso, which means you come and fold it and split the mincha. Now this daf is learned in Erev Shabbos HaGadol, Tavshin Peivov, and there's a beautiful drasha, Rav Yosef Engel, that he gave on Shabbos HaGadol, which is printed in the Sefer Oitzres Yosef, Drush Dalet. And there he has a Richus Gdoilo, a Benyoni Pesach in Shabbos HaGadol, and B'toich HaDvarim he addresses this Mishnah. The main Yisoid that Rav Yosef Engel is coming to darshan is the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be mevatel the shnius, which means to come and be megale yichud Hashem in the world. The Gilui of the Achtus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicho Meret Yitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes megale the yichud when he's taking us out of Mitzrayim. And he brings the famous Maharal in Gevurah Hashem. The Maharal there says that what's miyuchud about Korban Pesach, it's all in the begeder of Echod. We eat it with bais echod yochel. It has to be al roisho v'al krov, the whole animal together. It has to be tzli, it has to be roasted, that puts the animal intact to be one. The idea is because Korban Pesach is migal the inyan of Pesach, which is gilu yichud Hashem echod. It continues to quote the Maharal says that when you have the idea of the achdus, of yichud Hashem, so then you take away all inyan of shibud. Because inyan of shibud means that there's, so to speak, another other in the world. That's the idea by an Eved. We say, kona odun le'atzmoy, oizn shishoma, be'ar sinai, kelibnei Yisrael avodim v'la'avodim l'avodim. Cheirus means that something stands on its own. When everything is echod with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's all one standing on its own. And he goes on to say, what is the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim when we get to Kriyas Yamsuf? And we know Kosha Zivugu Shalodom Ki Kriyas Yamsuf. What is Pshat? But when you have Ish Ve'isha, that they're not connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's Kosha, it's very hard. But Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, brings the Achtus, brings the Yichud. The Yichud can connect Ish and Ish together as well. And he goes on to explain that that's the idea of Gdulo. Gdulo was that things connect together. This I heard from Rabbi Ramir Shapir Zatzal. That Adam Gadol, what's the definition of a Gadol in comparison to a Katon? A Katon is Lashon Kiteya, Lashon Katua. Everything is separate actions that don't connect together. But a Gadol connects all his Maisim to one. So when we show the Yichud Hashem, that's the Yan of Gdulo. Brings the erasive angle, that's why Kriyas Yasuf is called the Gdulo. L'cha Hashem HaGdula, says the Gemara in Brachos, the Kriyas Yamsuf. So he says that's the reason that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because we always know it's brought down based on the Arizal that the Shabbos before a Moed has in it all the Moed. So the whole idea of Moed to Pesach is to get to Gdula, to the connection, everything to one. So Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos before, is called Gadol Hashem HaGdula. He goes on to be Marich, the idea of Kmitza B'Menachos is also this. Because kmitzo, we know, at least according to one man Domar, kmitzo, you have two zesim. And you do kmitzo, you connect them together. And the connecting together is taking two things, two different zesim, making it into one. And eventually they come to Eisha Mizbeach. Eisha Mizbeach connects everything to one, connects everything to Yichud Hashem. That's the idea of the Mizbeach in general, the Mizbeach regarding Korbanis, and regarding Mincha specifically. And Ayin Shama Richus Gdoyle goes on to speak about the koimitz that Mordechai tells Haman is to come and tell him that we have that yichud. And then he goes on to bring Kedarkoi many, many sources and shas where you see this concept. And one of the sources he brings are Mishnah. He says, Kol HaMenachas Nasas Bekli Tunus Ptito. What is Ptito? Ptito is you're taking one intact thing and you separate it. You separate it into these separate things. So he says that the idea of separating is to show the world is full of separation, full of things that stand on their own. But they really all connect to Yichud Hashem. So Kol HaMenachas HaNasos B'Kli, meaning there's one Kli, is Mitzar of them, you could come and do the Petitim because the Petitim are connected to Echod. So when once I see that they're connected, I can come and do the separation. Well, it seems to be a separation. But even then, what does the Gemara tell us in Amud Beis? You could separate up to four, not more. You do till Shtayim from Shtayim La'arba. Why? Because at the end of the day, you want to show that everything connects to Yichud Hashem. So even though you do have separation in the world, but it's still not too separated. You always connect to that Echot. And this can connect to Divrei Maharal in their mitzvah that says that the Ikar Hafrada from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to four. That's why you have four Malchus, the four. So the Ikar Hafrada, the Ikar, you know, his pashtas we have in the world is four. So we take the Mincha coming from Kli Echad and we separate it to four because as long as we still have some way to connect to one, we still miram is over here Yichud Hashem, and that's the idea in our Mishnah. The only something which is done by Kli that does have the Pseiso. So the only flowing miyod of Yosef Engel to connect our Mishnah to the whole inyan in the Yom of Pesach and Shabbos Hakadosh. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomar Shava Shirim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.